Okay, gute Woche. Gute Woche. This morning in Parshas Beshalach, of course, the most famous section of the Seder is the Shira. And after the presentation of the Shira in the Torah tells us that Miriam Hanaviyah led the women in what looks, in terms of simple reading the Pesukim, to be a second Shira. The Pasuk says in Perek Tesvav, the Pesukim Chof and Chof Aleph. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the drum in her hand, and all the women went after with drums and with dancing. And Vatavah Miriam Shul Hashem ki go go sus rochvo roma vayom. So those are the psukim that we have. Rashi comments on that pasuk chof. Rashi mentions Miriam Moshe Amar Shira LaAnoshim Hu Omer V'Heim Olim Achrav. Miriam Amar Shira LaAnoshim. Moshe said Shira with the men. Miriam said Shira with the women. They were separate. The Mechilta of Yishmael on that pasuk. That's probably the source of this Rashi. V'Tamlahem Miriam Magid Akosav K'Shem Shomer Moshe Shira LaAnoshim Kach Omra Miriam Shira LaAnoshim. Just as Moshe sang shir with the men, Miriam sang shir with the women. The Netziv, in his commentary on the Mechilta, Birchas HaNetziv, on the spot, mentions, he's bothered by the term Vatan Lohem Miriam. Who is she answering? What kind of language? Vatan usually means a response. So who is she answering? So the Netziv writes, Aniyah b'chol mokom, hu o sheshomeya zeh ha-mamar e'acher v'hu omer achrov, either means what we call responsive type of reading, o sheshomeya dover echad v'hu omer dover acher hanogel ha-kodem lo, a different type of response, so we don't repeat what the person says, but you say something related. For example, we have in Hallel, when we say Hallel, the Chazan says, Hodol Hashem ki tov kilom chazdo, we respond, Hodol Hashem ki tov kilom chazdo. Then the Chazan says, Yom Ana Yisrael kilom chazdo, then we respond, not Yom Ana, we respond, Hodol Hashem ki tov kilom chazdo, etc. We have many piyutim like that in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, yeah. Say again? Oh, I thought it was Kaal, that's the Tziv on the Tziv. Okay, but the Tziv says different. The Tziv says, he refers to another pasuk, you know, Vatan, and we have Nisav Amar, to other psukim. Anyway, he says, Hanashim also am shir aruch shalohar ali kosev zos b'sefer Torah shalohar b'av b'sefer ruch hakodesh. In fact, the women sang a whole different song. It's just not incorporated in the Torah because it wasn't up to ruch hakodesh. But haval asoga b'chol bayis hois up to Miriam ruch hakodesh. But the response each time was something from Miriam. So it's an interesting, yeah, just an interesting thing for, just like as a general interest, purposes to what the, you know, what was going on there with the women singing. The Chizkuni, one of the Rishonim, the Chizkuni, writes on that pasuk, Shir Hashem, Omru Kol Hashira. The women also said the whole Shira. Ela Ayadesha Kosov Kar Kol Hashira, Lo Hizkir Khan, Ela Tchilosov. There's no need for the Torah to repeat the entire Shira over again. I already said it once, took up a lot of space already. So there's no need to say the whole thing again. The women, more or less, said the same thing as the men. The Sefer Pardes Yosef, which we've quoted in the past, the Pardes Yosef is a Sefer by a Ger Chosid of Yosef Patsanovsky was the name, which we have only on the first three Chumashim, Bereishis, Mosim, Vayikra. He has it's a liquid of all kinds of different things on every pasuk in the Chumash, what he wrote on, Bereishis, Mosim, Vayikra. Then recently, a Ger Chosid in Shalim finished on the Midbar and Dvarim in the same style. But anyway, so Yosef Patsanovsky in Parshas Vayetze says, it comes up there for a different reason, but he says, and the pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, he quotes, "Atetena kol anashim v'atam lahem mirim v'kosha." Because he says, "The havel emar lahen." If Miriam was addressing the women, it should have said "v'atam lahen Miriam" instead of "lahem," which is a masculine form. By the kliyoker, senses to this, he says, "The yisoma ki Miriam b'chiden amar lahem lahanashim shul Hashem ki go go v'lomar lahem lahanashim shetishu ena yam ki kol bisha erbam." The stomach says he's talking to men because women are allowed to sing in front of men. It can't be they sang in front of men, so she was talking to the men. But as he says, Achzeh Dochak, obviously, because if he's a Hanoshim Lo Shor, the women didn't sing at all, but the Hanoshim already sang before she said a word. So what's going on? Yes. So he says, no, that's what he said. So he says, So rather he says, Rakesh Lomar, Kesherol Hanoshim Shemiriam Lokha Tov, B'chol Hanoshim Acharel, when the men saw that the Miriam was coming with the drums and everything else, they all wondered, Bivadai Shalom and Miriam, Mazel, what's going on here? You know, the women were all coming out, so the men asked her, what's happening? So the on Salahem Lanas Mashiachim Miriam, Kibizesh, Omrullah Hanoshim, Shiul Hashem, that was her tshuva to the men. What do you mean? I'm leading the women in song also. That's what it's about. That was the response. That's what he says over here. It's an interesting approach in his commentary in Parshas B'Shalach. That's what he says. Why not? It was called the Matan Torah. Okay. So anyway, he says a different thing. He says in B'Shalach, he says that sometimes the term V'Anso V'Atan means like we have by the Mikra Bikurim, V'Aniso V'Amarto, not responding anything. It means the Kol Ram. It means to say it out loud. That's what he says here in B'Shalach, on this pasuk. He says, Atan ain't a Lashon Tshuva, it's not a Lashon of a response, and a Lashon Haramas Kol. Okay, it's a different approach to exactly what was going on. But one thing is clear, and that is that the women and the men were singing separately, presumably were standing in separate areas, and so that's the lead-in to discuss what I want to discuss this evening on the question of separate seating at the Simchas and other get-togethers. I'll say it at the outset, I'm not coming here to say halacha l'maisa. Everyone should consult their own rav and do what their guidance leads them to do, but I just want to go over what the difference in Yonim are. So I'll just mention at the beginning, I'll refer to this a couple of times, there's a sefer written called, actually it's the Hebrew and English part, it's called The Sanctity of the Synagogue, in Hebrew Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, it's written by Baruch Litvin. This was written in 1950, published initially in 1959, regarding a major controversy about a shul in Michigan, Mount Clemens, Michigan. There's a whole lawsuit. They have all the things here with the courts, and they're very, very interesting, because there was a shul with a mechitza, and then, unfortunately, many of the balabatim were no longer so observant. They wanted to do away with the mechitza, but there were a core of people who wanted to maintain the mechitza. It became a whole issue with lawsuits. So he got the letters and responses from numerous different gedolim at that time. We'll see this, including Rav Soloveitchik, including Moshe Feinstein, the Baron Kotler, and many, many people, the Rav Kook and others, and he collected this in this book. This is, as you can see, sort of an older edition. It was reprinted not that long ago. It's interesting, it's of historical interest, and it goes to some of the legal issues. Anyway, there are many, many sources on the subject here. He's talking specifically about a shul, but obviously there'll be some overlap. The point of departure is a sugya in Masechet Sukkah, towards the end, on Daf Nun Aleph from the base. The Mishnah indicates over there, really the Mishnah begins on the bottom of Nun Aleph Mad Aleph, really. The Mishnah says, Misha L'Ro Simchas Beis HaShoeva L'Ro Simchas Miyama. The discussion here is about the famous Simchas Beis HaShoeva ceremony in the Beis HaMikdash, where the so-called water drawing ceremony, there was a whole night of dancing and singing in the Beis HaMikdash in advance of bringing the water from the brook down in the valley, which they would bring up and pour on the Mizbeach as part of the morning service every day of Sukkot, every day of Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov. I mean, they didn't have the ceremony, they didn't have the dancing and singing on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but they had the ceremony, that's called the Nisuch HaMayim, and it was a whole tekes, a whole ceremony that accompanied it. So the Mishnah describes here in the end of Sukkot, Nun Aleph Mad Aleph, Misha L'Ro Simchas Beis HaShoeva L'Ro Simcha Miyama, someone who didn't witness such this Simcha doesn't know what it means to participate in the Simcha. That's how the Mishnah begins. And the Mishnah makes a statement that Mitzvah Yom Tov Harishon, at the end of the first day of Yom Tov, and that's the second night of Yom Tov, and Eretz Yisrael only is the first night, it's Chol HaMoed already. Shachag Yardul Ezus Nashim, they went to the Ezus Nashim in the Beis Hamikdash, Masaknin Sham Tikkun Gadol, and they made there some great repair, some great tikkun, some important institution. Rashi says the Gemara Mefarishla. Rashi says, you want to know what it is? Look further in the Gemara. So we will. The Gemara in Amud Beis says Tikkun Gadol. What exactly is, it's a long Mishnah. The Gemara said, what exactly was my Tikkun Gadol, the bottom of Nun Aleph Beis, Amar Belozer, Ka'osa Shoshanino, Chelka Haisa Barishana V'Kifu Gezustra. There was some area, and there's a lot of discussion exactly, they surrounded it with some type of post or a wall, V'Skinu Shiu Noshim, or platform really is more correct, V'Skinu Shiu Noshim Yoshos Mumalav Anoshim Mumato. So many people began to come to the Simchas Beis Arayi, became more and more popular, men, there were women there, so they set up a system, built some kind of a bleachers or something like that, some kind of a platform set up where and when Masakin, the women would sit on top and the men would come and sit on the bottom. Tona Rabbanan, elaboration, Barishona Haya Noshim Bifnim Anoshim Bechutz. Originally the women were inside, the men were outside. It's hard to figure out exactly inside and outside. Huh?
Gezustra is a covered walkway.
Okay.
It's
Okay, so some kind of a, okay. But I think you're going to understand that it's elevated. But okay. Lahayu born with a kalas rosh. But their men and women were together. So it led to levity. It led to inappropriate behavior to kalas rosh. So iskinu, shunoshim yoshos brachus anoshim mifnim. The men with the masakin, the women should be out, so the men would be inside, assuming the men would stay inside. Once they're inside, you wouldn't come back out. But that didn't work either. By dying, how you boy and lide kalas rosh. They still came to kalas rosh. So iskinu, therefore, shunoshim yoshos mamala vanoshim mamato. Okay, that they were the masakin, that there would be totally separate areas. The women would be upstairs, the balcony. The women would be upstairs, the men would be downstairs. And they built a whole platform. That's what went on in order to separate men and women at the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the Gemara then asks, Hechi Ovid Hachi, how can they, what are they added, they built in the, it was somewhere in the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. They did repairs, they built things in the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the Hechi Ovid Hachi, Vaksim, Hakol B'Ksav B'Yad Hashem, V'Yad Hashem Alai Haskil, okay, there's a pasuk we'll read from Rashi. Hechi Ovid Hachi, so Sivu V'Shinu Klum Al Binyan Shlomo, they tampered with the Beis HaMikdash, with the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah is clear with the Mishkan and the Psukim and Novi are clear exactly how this has to look and how many amos that has to be. And so how could they go ahead and just tamper with the physical structure? V'Hoksiv, continuing Rashi, V'Hoksiv, doesn't it say by David, Gavi David HaMelech, Kishetziva Shom Almidas HaBayas U'Binyono, when the commandments are given regarding the measurements and the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, HaKol V'Ksar HaShem Yad HaShem Alayi, Iskiva Kol Melechas HaTavni Shodiya Kodesh Baruch Hu Yadei Gad HaChozev V'Nosan HaNovi. He built the Beis HaMikdash as per the prophet's instructions at that time from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So how could they go ahead and tamper with it? Now that's the Gemara's kasha. So Amar Rav Kura, back to the Gemara, Amar Rav Kura Ashkehu, the doors. No, they found a pasuk, and they darshan from that pasuk. Rashi says, Kura Ashkehu shetzorach lahavdil anoshim minoshim, the la'asos gedda b'Yisrael shaloi yobo lidei kilkul. Rashi said, no, they found a pasuk, which indicates that you are required to make these kinds of adjustments. What is the pasuk? Top of Nun Beis Amar Aleph, v'sofdo ha'oretz, a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, in other person doing this in Zechariah, the softer haaretz mishpachos levad, mishpachos the David levad and the Shehem levad. This is referring to Rashi of the softer haaretz, but who is Zechariah? Umisnabe laosid sheyispedu al Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag b'melchemes Gog u'Magog. That's of interest by itself. Once a couple of years ago, we spoke about Mashiach ben Yosef, but apparently there's the nevuah that once Mashiach ben Yosef dies and the battle of Gog u'Magog, there's going to be a big public eulogy. And Uksiyad Mishpachas Beit David Levad and Hashem Levad. The pasuk says that there's a separation between men and women. There will be a separation between men and women at this big eulogy, at this big hashtag. So Rashi says, Shafilu b'shas hatzar tzorich lahavda anoshim inoshim. Even at a moment of a hashtag, right? Still, it's appropriate to have a separation between men and women. So the Gemara says, if at a time that there's a hesped, you know, people aren't, the Yetzirah doesn't exactly run rampant at the time of the hesped, you know, at a funeral, it's not exactly the most appropriate or most likely time that people are going to be thinking about sexual matters and about the women and so on. Nevertheless, Omra Torah, Anoshim Levad, Anoshim Levad, still the Torah says, I call your attention to the fact that it says the Torah says, even though it's a Pasuk in Zechariah, it's a Pasuk in Navi, but it says, the Torah says, Anoshim Levad, Anoshim Levad, the men and women are supposed to be separate. So Achshav Shasukim B'Simcha, here at the Simcha Space HaShoeva, when it's a moment of frivolity and joyousness and dancing and singing, where it's more likely that the Yetzirah will be, the Yetzirah showing for him, Alachas Kama V'Kama, certainly it's appropriate to have this kind of separation. So that's the Gemara in Sukkah. The truth is, this appears as well, again just for completeness, the Tosefta in Sukkah has this in Parag Dalid Halacha Aleph Barishona Kasher Simchas Beishev Anoshim Rom Bifnim Anoshim Rom Smachutz Uksherol Bezdin Shein Boy in the day Kalos Rosh. The Tosefta says when the Bezdin and the Rabbanim noticed that the atmosphere developed into the atmosphere Kalos Rosh Osu Shalosh Guzus Trolls Bazora Kenegat Shalosh Ruchos, they made three of these balconies in three different directions. Shoshom Noshim Yosho Suros B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Therefore, the women could look down and see. They could see all the activities of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Lo Hayu Mu Rovin. But they were not intermingled. The men and the women were separate. That's the Gemara in Sukkah as we have it. The Yerushalmi in Sukkah. Also, I bring it in also to call your attention to something. The Shalmi and Sukkah is in Perek Hey, Halacha days. The Yerushalmi says the same, commenting on the same Mishnah. Ma tikkun, are you osin shom? What was this big tikkun? Shom ma'amidim ha'anashim b'fnei atzmon v'hanashim b'fnei atzmon. The tikkun was that they separated the men from the women. Kehida taninim tamon, as we learned in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Midos, we'll see maybe a little later. V'chal k'hoysa b'rosha li'kifu k'tzutzra. Slightly different dialect, I guess, in Yerushalmi. Sh'anashim ros milmalon v'anashim milmaton. The women would be at the top, the men at the bottom. K'dei sh'oyo muravin. Mimi lomdu, asked the Gemara. Mimi Lomdu, from whom did they learn this? From where did they get this idea that it's proper to have a separation between men and women? Midvar Torah. Again, Yerushalmi uses the law from Midvar Torah. It's from the Raisa, right? They learn from the Torah. The soft Torah, Mishpachos, Mishpachos, Levad, the same Pasuk in Zechariah. So both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, this tikkun, which is a tikkun Rabbanan, to separate men from women at that time, nevertheless, it's considered, Dvar Torah, it's considered, I guess, with the force, so to speak, of a of a Torah law. The Korban Eda, one of the important commentaries in the Shalmi, Mimi Lomdu Lasos Bezutra Haksiv Akol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alay Haskil Kol Melechas Atav Nishodi Akol Rokhay Degar Achozer Nosan Anovi. Same question, right? How in the world could they tamper with the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash that was given over by Nebuah? How could they build new platforms and new physical structures with the Beis HaMikdash? They learn it out from that Pasuk Mishana Midvar Torah Klomar Kro Ashkehu V'Dorshu Shetzorach Lahavdu Anoshim Inoshim. The law says, "Geder shalo yavu de kilkul." That's again the same answers we have in the in the Bavli. So these are the two sugi. This is the sugi really, the Shalmiyan and the Bavli, really the Tosef and Sukkah, which seems to indicate that it was important to make a distinction within the. Within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash to make a separation between men and women at the time of the simplest Beis HaShaleva. Well, it would appear that, well, it's not clear from the sugi, I don't think, but it seemed from the Rashi who mentioned Shlomo, that how would they tamper with Binyan Shlomo, sounds like it may have even been in the Bais Rishon.
Okay.
Zachari, right, yeah. That's an interesting question. That's true. That's a valid point. The Pasuk from Zechariah, Zechariah is the beginning of Bais Sheni, right? Zechariah, the three Nevi'im, Zechariah, right. Right. Yes, Enochanami. Yeah, this is true. That's true, yeah. Play into this. That's even later, though. That's Herod towards the end. Right, right. It's unclear. The answer, I don't know. I don't know. We have to... The truth is, as we'll see in a moment, the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos, we'll see in the Rambam maybe, it's a good, I'm not sure, we have to check the exact time. Let me just go on a few things, a lot to say, and then afterwards maybe we're going to have plenty of time for questions. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Holovacha has a couple of tshuvas in Chelek Orachaim, Chelek Aleph, on this topic of Mechitzas in general. So in Simon Lamed Tes, Rav Moshe writes, it's again, Orachaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Tes, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes the following, V'hinei, etzem adin sh'afim anashim hein mitzvad echad anashim mitzvad acher asurin hein lios b'lo mechitza and hu l'anias daiti dinar d'oraisa. The most important thing is talking to shul, okay, let's verify that point right from the outset, and we're going to get to applying it to to other simchas and so on, but within the confines of the shul, the Beis HaKnesses, that's what the tshuva is entitled, binyan ha-mechitza sh'torach lios b'Beis HaKnesses bein anashim l'anashim v'shir govha. He talks about the height that, no, I'm not going to talk about that tonight, what the height of the mechitza is, but anyway, this tshuva appears in this sefer Kedusha Beis HaKnesses and it's translated on the English side, the Sanctity of the Synagogue. I want to take a look, but I'll read it from the English Moshe. In etzem adin sh'afim anashim hein, even the men on one side, the women on the other side, asurin hein lios below mechitza. Hulani is daiti dina d'oraisa. Harai misuka dafnun alav. Okay, basically the sugya that we just said. Upashet says of Moshe shakavonas hateretzu shalachein hu kemefurish shetzorach liel lasos hazizan agzuzstra velohutzroch leomar zayi begara chod venosan anovi shedil ha'ma pi Hashem melechas hatavnis havigam zin mele b'chlal ha'kol b'sad. This is included. This permission to build this extra platform and so on was included, and even if it wasn't specified, it was included. V'im ha'yaz derak isa d'rabbonan lo ha'yaz shayach l'meimer shu mele b'chlal ha'kol b'sad. It was the only thing was in the Rabbanan, so it wouldn't be shayach, says of Moshe. It's really the pastor's in the sugi. It wouldn't be shayach to say, well, that's included in the instructions of Navi. What do you mean? If the whole thing was only a concern with the Rabbanan, It wouldn't be allowed. Vadelo shayach yidches ha'iser. You wouldn't be allowed to push aside the iser, to tamper with the physical structure of the Beis Hamikdash, unless it's an iser d'rabbanan. So that's and he brings out other raisas. So that's one point that Moshe makes in terms of an iser d'raisa. So that's the first thing that Moshe says that's relevant to us in that tshuva. A little bit later in the tshuva, umamela chazin and misuga besuka devafim hoy mechitza aval kazusha efshal over the day kalas rosh. He says, and moreover, if the mechitza is of the sort that you could, any of the whole issue was to prevent kalas rosh, right, levity. So if it's a type of mechitza which anyway would lead to kalas rosh, yesha dayin also yisur d'oraisa. The same issue. The whole idea is the mechitza is just going to be a flimsy thing which you can see through or walk back and forth with great ease. He assumes that wouldn't take care of it, right? The half rishona show. At the beginning, it wasn't they were at the same section. It was still it. There was always an Ezra's Nashim. There was a separate section for women. So apparently, it's not just that there has to be a separate section, but rather you have to minimize the Kalas Rosh. Now, what do you mean Kalas Rosh? So actually, he goes on to say I don't have time to read the whole tshuva, but basically he indicates there has to be something that prevents being able to see too much, right? How high it is, so that's what he goes on. Hayotzim izeh gamba te knesios miskabtsin shama nashu nashu mispalo told those there lasos gezuzdra, the best thing is to make a balcony. Some shuls do that, the old shuls used to have that. The best thing is to make a balcony shanosh mulamala. The maze of tam kosher lasos gezuzdra, if that's not feasible, let's say there were zoning laws or other things like that, you're not allowed to build a balcony. So then, tzrichem lasos mechitza mamesh kezusha timna milava l'day kalas rosh v'lo sagma shenechso mechitza l'chol dover kegon b'sharm psukim. It's not mechitza here, it's not the same din as mechitza for sukkah, for Shabbos. Other times we have the term mechitza, which is just 10 tochen high, you know, that's about 35, 40 inches. You know, that's not the type of mechitza we're talking about here, mechitza for sukkah or for Shabbos. Here we're dealing with lochein lo sagi gam mechitza shasar tochen v'nakarka shein o klum linyan kalas rosh. Right, they can talk over the mechitza if it's such a low mechitza and so on. And so he talks about shoulder height again. I don't want to go into the issue of the height. Now, if you're going to argue, says Rav Moshe, that maybe this was a special din only in the Beis Hamikdash, how do you extrapolate from there to other things, even to a shul? But certainly now this raises our question. You're going to now talk about having separate seating at a simcha or some other occasion. One could argue it was a special din in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Because right, but the question of maybe Kalas Rosh in the Beis Hamikdash is more chomer. One could make such a case. So the Rav Moshe writes towards the end of the tshuva, Hinei yesh mokom omer sharaf b'mikdash haya osu midarais mishum din a yira de b'mikdash yitiro. There's a special love to have respect and awe for the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu b'Kalas Rosh in a b'yira in kain b'reis haknesu rak midarabonon in a shul, it's only darabonon, right, the shahosu gam b'hem Kalas Rosh, and maybe it's different, but still he doesn't think that that's the case, because what's the raya of the Gemara from? The Gemara brought a raya from the Hesped. The pasuk in the Zechariah was about a Hesped. That wasn't in the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't necessarily even in the shul. Right? So Moshe's point is that you'd be hard-pressed to say, since the Gemara brought the whole raya, they were made this tikkun in the framework of the Beis Hamikdash, the raya from the pasuk in the Zechariah, which is talking about separate seating in a Hesped, right, at a eulogy, so then that wasn't in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, Moshe concludes that would apply elsewhere. And he writes here, and we'll come back to him later, but he says, Ma'asra she'isa b'chol makom she'tzarech she'tzrichem l'kavetz ba'anashim anashim she'asurim liyoz b'lo ha'dolas mechitza b'neim k'dei shal yavol l'day kalas rosh. The end of this tshuva, Moshe seems to say, again, we'll see later other things he says, but he says it seems that any time that men and women get together, and any, not just in a shul and not just in the Beis Hamikdash, but any time that men and women come together, isa b'chol makom, any time she'tzrichem l'kavetz shouldn't be without the separation of the mechitza. So that's what Rav Moshe writes in this tshuva. It's an important tshuva. We'll come back to some other comments about it as well. Exactly what
would be in the shopping.
Okay, in the Hanani, so you have stores in Eretz Yisrael, they're separate days, men and women, maybe that's right. Maybe in a pizza shop, you have a Monty bus, you have a curtain on a bus, I don't know. I'm just reading what the sources say, I can't... Okay, I'm not weighing in on the psak right now. Just want to mention a few other things, yeah.
Just one thing, I happen for a fact that Lori signed when
what emotion?
He was inspired by my father's wedding.
Yeah. Right. I can't account. We'll see you later. Another tshuva for Moshe. I just want to digress for one moment because this issue of you just sisters, we should know. The Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, on that Mishnah in Sukkah, the Rambam writes, just to see, because you were the different Menhagim and Klal Yisrael relating to Mechisas in general, even in a shul, the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, it's Parakei Mishnah Beis, he says, they separated the men and women, Kidei Shalo Yistaklu Ha'anoshim B'noshim. The Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah here in Sukkah says the issue is that the people should not look, the men should ever look at the women, which would imply, again, not passing halacha alone, would imply that the mechitza is a visual barrier, is intended to be a visual barrier. That's the lashon of the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah. And I won't read it now inside to save time. The Tosis Yontif says, Tosis Yontif quotes that as well. I think he says Vadin Imo. However, just, what's that? That's better, yeah. Yeah, but the men can't. Well, right, that's clear, Moshe's print. Okay, but I just want to point out that in Hilchos, that's in the Parish HaMishnah, in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam Parakas of Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Yud Beis, talks about the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. He says, they made a place, La'anoshim Lomata Kadesh Lo Yisarvu Eilim Eilu. Here in the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't say not to see. He says they shouldn't intermingle, which would mean that even if there's a visual issue, as long as there's a blockage and you can't easily have access or mixing, that's the function of mechitza. So I'm just pointing out that there are two different approaches in the Rambam. Similarly, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, or was it a Beis HaMikdash the Rambam has? In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, if I can find it. Give me 1 second. Yeah, Hilchos Beis HaBechira is in Perek Hey Halacha Tes. Perek Hey Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, and he was talking about, I'm not talking about sukkahs per se. Ezus Noshim, we saw the Ezus Noshim, Haisa Mukefes Gezustra, was surrounded by some kind of this platform, Kadesh Yu Anoshim, Ros Nomala, Nomalan Vanoshim, Nomatim, Kadesh Yu Mi'ur Vovin. Again, like in Hilchos Lulav, in both places in the Mishnah Torah, at least that I know, that the Rambam discussed this matter, in both places he mentions not to have access, not to be able to mix. He doesn't emphasize the sight issue as he does in the Parish HaMishnah. Now, in the Tshuvas of the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg, an important dying in Eretz Yisrael, just died not that long ago, in the last couple of months, I think, in Chelek Zion, Simon Ches discusses this issue. And he writes his opinion, and he quotes from some Psak Din that was signed in the previous generations by 70 different Gaonim in Europe, including Shlomo Gansfried, the author of Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, and others. He says as follows: Also Lasa Mechitzam Avdelas Ben Ez Noshim Anoshim Rak Baopen Shalom Yuchal Listakel Anoshim Benoshim. This Kol Kore was signed by said it had to be Mechitzah, had to be in such a way that couldn't even look men at women. Rak Yasu Kenog Mekedem and so on. And if it was made any other way, Lo Yichnasu. But don't go into that particular shul. Okay. He mentions that as an aside, there are some things that people point out, you know, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have this din. Right? So why is it not in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Tzitz Eliezer writes, Is there Shalom Nizka b'Shulchan Aruch b'din asiyas mechitza b'in beis ha-knesel az nashim u'mitnei sh'oz lo ha'isa k'ayim es b'ayah kazos b'chlal ki kol bat ha-knesiyas ha'osim b'ofen sh'koso ov ha'ya mafsik b'in beis ha-knesel az nashim didn't come up. The shuls were built that way. It wasn't an issue. That's how everyone built the shuls. Everybody knew it. You know, I mean, the Rambam says in one place, you know, there's things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Tzilin's never mentioned in the Mishnah. Tzitzis never mentioned in the Mishnah. Not in Mishnayos. So why can everybody know tzitzis and tefillin? Does someone want to say that's why Hanukkah's not in Mishnayos? Okay, but anyway, so that's the sort of the tzitzis as we're saying here. And they had a separate wall, and there were windows. You know, like if you go to the old shuls in Tzfat and other places, well, there's no windows. They have it in the back, huh?
Brand new shuls.
So now, right. But I'm just saying, I'm talking about from the Sfriya Dikador. Anyway, that's the tzitzis Eliezer. So that's another sheet to just to be aware of, that there's some who say that it's an issue of, it's an issue of seeing.
300, 400 years ago,
oh, that will come to that point also in a second. Wasn't that another reason it wasn't so common? The Sri De'esh, Rav Weinberg, the Sri De'esh has a tshuva, important tshuva on this matter as well. And Chelek Beis, the tshuva is Sri De'esh. Sri De'esh was a rav in Switzerland after the war. Chelek Beis, Simon Yud Dalet. Yeah, you know, details about how to make it. Yeah, it's a reference. In fact, that reference is the Hanukkah too. The Mishnah, but that's the Shabbos, the Motzei Tzon, you know. But it's, you know, the issue of what the parshas are and so on. That's a Menachos also have reference to tzitzis about Pelas and the Lovin. But it's not the details of the Mishnah aren't presented. Anyway, that's a side point. In the Tshuvas of the Sri De'esh, he says as follows. He mentions that the Rav Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva talks about the height of the mechitza because ha'ikar tam ha'isu sholis arev zebazeh. Rav Moshe understood that the primary issue of mechitza is not to have intermingling. Uchnegdo yotza admor misatmar. However, the satmarov opposed Rav Moshe on this. V'imo kol rabboni ungarin. With him all the Hungarian rabbonim. V'osu mechitza because they asked such a mechitza. U'pasku sha mechitza tzrich leos gavoa me'al haroshim. The mechitza had to be higher than anybody's head. You shouldn't be able to see anything. And they quoted this parish from Mishnah, the Rambam, and so on. However, the Sri De'esh, right? But I agree more than Moshe that the issue is to avoid mixing. Just seeing, he holds there's no iser, and he quotes various sources for it. So again, you have a difference in terms of the post. Can you?
Well, the post is saying before he doesn't know what he has to do. Well, if only they have a thrush.
Right, but he's...
That would be awesome.
Okay, but...
But certainly, he did agree with that.
No, but he said the height. I don't go into the whole height. He said the height has to be shoulder height. As you can see, the faces is okay. And they disagree. Okay. Let me mention a couple of other relevant points. Someone asked. Jonathan just asked. Yeah, oh, okay. Right. So here we go. Now... Dr. Lewin just asked the issue about historically the women coming to the shul altogether, because one could ask the question. It's very nice, we've been talking here in the Sukkim Sukkah about this Tikkun Golda. What did they have before that? What there was no. And however you dash in the Sukkim, what was there before? The Beis Hamikdash was built, and the implication of the Mishnah and the Sukkim Sukkah is that they had to then make this Tikkun. Like what happened that caused that Tikkun? Maybe, or perhaps was the case where the case was that probably women. May not have come historically. Maybe it was only when they started with the Simchas Beis Shoeva that women, they had this type of ceremony. The women came to the Beis Hamikdash frequently anyway. So the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf. If you take a look, I'm not going to read now, but take a look in the Mishnah Midos in Perek Beis Mishnah Hay. There always was an Ezra's Nashim. There just wasn't this separation. And so the Gemara in Kiddushin Nun Beis and Beis has a statement. It's an interesting background, but the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda didn't want Rabbi Meir's Talmidim to come learn by him, because they always ask kashas and theoretical cases which are not lemaisa. So the issue here is about a man being mekadesh a woman, a man marrying a woman, he wants to use meat from the karbonis. A strange type of case. So and Rabbi Yehuda got angry. What are you asking that type of question for? He says. When are the women? What are you, Mekadosh, a woman in the Beis Hamikdash? The women don't come to the Beis Hamikdash anyway. That's the language of the Gemara. So, 1 second. So Rashi says, V'chi'isha b'azor minayin, v'ksvame kotcha. So Rashi says that Noshim ein nichnosos. Rashi seems to imply that it's not allowed. Tosus says, Tosus v'chi'isha, and there in Kiddushin says, Harei ein regilus shetikonas l'sham. It's not the common form to go in. In any event, certainly at one time, perhaps it was... it was less common for women to be, to be in the Beis Hamikdash, and one could argue the same thing about shuls. In this book, the Sefer Kedushas Yisrael, so he has a letter here from a certain Rav Menachem Mendel Chaim Landau, who was a Rav in Zabertza somewhere, okay, where exactly that was in Poland. So, he mentions here, Memes Nira Lee, that the Ezra's Noshim in the Beis Hamikdash, he quotes this Gemara in Kiddushin, Ki lo haya darkon lova b'kriyas kal azor, and he questions even if there was the Kiddush of Azor in that place, like you were alluding to. And that's why it's not in the Shulchan Aruch and so on. But when we call Shekhin, La'achar Shinhigu Simchas Beis HaShoeva, once they made a big fuss about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and let's remember, historically, they made a big production about it, La'hotzim Yilibon Shal Tzedukim. The Tzedukim refused to accept the requirement to pour water, the Nisach HaMayim, and so Adrabah to La'hotzim Yilibon Shal Tzedukim, they made the ceremony of drawing the water into a major ceremony, into a big production. So that was a later time in history, the time that would, by the way, indicate that it was in the second Beis HaMikdash, by the way. Okay, so, correct. So and so on. How you both harbe nashim liros? That was such a big thing with the dancing, with the fire, with the lights, and so on. They made it into a big thing, and therefore, then is when the problem first came up. So it was a response to it, you know, to a historical situation. Again, the din d'oraisa to make the separation. Rav Kook is quoted in the previous page in this or previous essay in this thing. He says also there was always a separation in men and women. He documents in the Mishnayos and Midos and other places. But he also said that many times the women weren't always, there was always a separation, but it wasn't as nogeya as it became later on. So again, that's a nogeya. It wasn't as relevant. Finally, just one other source, because again, so far we've been discussing shuls, we've been discussing, you know, the Beis Hamikdash. So there is a statement in the Yalkut Shimoni, which I just lost the marker for, but here it is. Anyway, it's in Remez Tof Kuf Lamed Dalad. That's, I guess, 934. So it says, Lo Yamod, a man should Lo Yamod ben Hanoshim v'yispalo mitnei das Hanoshim. A man is not supposed to daven with women nearby, mitnei das Hanoshim. What does das Hanoshim mean? So on the bottom of the Yalkut Shimoni is a commentary called Zeis Ranan, which was written by the Magen Avraham. That's why the Magen Avraham, same Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch, that's why the Zeis Ranan carries maybe a little more clout than some of the other commentaries, other Midrashim. But anyway, he says over here, what's the Das Hanoshim? It actually comes in a previous statement, Das Habrius, so Yitain Dato Al Habrius. He'll put his attention on others. In other words, a man's going to put his attention on the woman, so that's why there's this issue. So if we say that, and we say that that's all it's about, then we can argue that this is a din, okay, it's not only in the Beis Hamikdash, but it's a din of a shul, it's a din when we get together to daven, and one would not necessarily have to extrapolate from there to anything like a simcha, or even a wedding, even the chuppah itself. It's a different type of, the shul requires, because the Mora Mikdash, and in Yonim of like the Yalkut Shimoni says, that you're not going to have to by tefillah, there's a special din of kavana, it's going to be distracting to your kavana. If that's the essence of it, so then there's, you know, there's nothing really to talk about in terms of applying it to other cases. If that's all there is, and one can certainly, at least for starters, make that case. Rav Soloveitchik, in fact, in this article speaks very strongly. In general, I hereby reiterate the statement I made on numerous occasions on. I would advise every Orthodox Jew to forego tefillah b'tzibur, even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, rather than enter a synagogue with mixed pews, notwithstanding the fact that the officiating rabbi happens to be a graduate of a great and venerable yeshiva. No rabbi, however great in scholarship and moral integrity, has the authority to endorse, legalize, or even apologetically explain this basic deviation. Any rabbi or scholar who attempts to sanction a desecrated synagogue, ipso facto casts a doubt on his own moral right to function as a teacher, a spiritual leader in the traditional sense of the word. That's fighting words, right? The Rav knew how to say what had to be said. You know, he was not afraid. That's why mixed eating, right. Yeah, without mechitza, right. Yeah, but he's talking mixed eating. But I'm just saying, he says that, he's saying without a mechitza, and he said he had the question with Maisa in a later essay here. A young man moved into a suburb of Boston where the only existing synagogue had men and women sitting together. He asked me what he should do on the high holidays and so on. He had not gone in, but on the days of awe, he was very reluctant to remain at home. I answered him that it would be better for him to pray at home both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and not cross the threshold of that synagogue. A few days later, he telephoned me again. He had met the man who was to sound the shofar in the synagogue, and this man had warned him that if he did not come to the synagogue, he simply would not hear the shofar at all, for he would not sound it privately for his benefit. The young man practically implored me that I granted permission to enter the edifice at least for half an hour, just to be, they might hear the shofar bliss. I hesitated not for a moment, but directed him to remain at home. It would be better not to hear the shofar than to enter a synagogue whose sanctity has been profaned. So you get the idea that the Rav was very much against any kind of a compromise in this area. But again, that's only talking about the page 110 and 115 of the book. That's only in the context of a of a shul. What about in other situations? So the Shulchan Aruch happens to bring it up in, did I bring it up here? In other cases. It's part of it. I guess I didn't bring up the Shulchan Aruch. You need to have another moment. Okay. Well, I'll mention first in Yoredeia, this is in Rabban Kotler's letter. He refers to something that appears in Yoredeia, just a second, did I write it down? Yes, Simon Reish Tamach Hei, Sif Yud Aleph. It's talking about a bris. Now, a bris is not tefillah, okay, but it mentions there that and it's based on the Ramon Yoredeia Simon Reish Tamach Hei, Sif Yud Aleph. He says that, this is a different shulchan, a different volume, but I'll get to this in a second. But in Yoredeia there it says that a woman's going to give the baby. We follow that practice today. Sometimes the women give the baby to, you know, we call the klater, you know, is going to bring the baby in. So it says that the woman should come up to the door of the Beis HaKnesses. Not to come into the men's section at all. Even though they're not davening, it's only a bris. So Rav Aaron Kotler in this essay, Rav Aaron Kotler quotes this as one of his sources from this book. It's on page Chof Aleph. He says the Ramon in Yoredeia, he's medayek lehedya ad beis haknesses v'lo le beis haknesses harei she'af lemitzvus mila the isha yechidus. It's a mitzvah of mila. It's not davening, and it's just a woman who's a mesayas lemitzvah. She's helping in the mitzvah. She's playing a role in the mitzvah. Nevertheless, lo tikanes le beis haknesses, shouldn't come into the men's section. But again, that's not necessarily an absolute raya for other things, because at least it was in the shul, even though it wasn't in the context of tefillah. A bris mila is not is not part of davening. Nevertheless, there is this hesitation. The Mordechai in Shabbos Siman Shin Yud Aleph is quoted the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch Orachaim Siman Shin Tesvav Sif Aleph. You look at the Tazin and the Mishnah Berurah. Talk about it's a Hilchos Shabbos question. Can you set up a mechitza on Shabbos? So there should be, during a shiur, for a shiur, the rabbi, somebody's coming to give a shiur in the shul, so there are more rites that suck, and it's a din of bona on Shabbos, right? There are more rites, those type of mechitzas that we have for tznius, ma'almo, that's the lashon of the Ramo, and the Mishabur accepts this, and the Taz accepts it, that you're allowed to build on Shabbos. You're allowed to set that up on, set up such a build, maybe the wrong word, if it's not building on Shabbat, you're allowed to set it up. The implication there is, again, it wasn't for tefillah purposes, it was just for a shear, but again, and doesn't say necessarily that it was in the actual sanctuary. It doesn't necessarily say, again, you could say it was, but the sources don't indicate that it was necessarily in the actual sanctuary. It was a place where men and women were getting together for a shear, and the Ramah allows you to build such a thing on Shabbat, to set up such a partition on Shabbat, again, implying now, perhaps, we've moved beyond. The realm of tefillah, we moved beyond. Well, we started with the Beis HaMikdash, we had a shul, then we started Shasa tefillah, but now we extended even possibly to Bris Mila, and now as well to the issue of a shul. It comes. It says that Mokom, I'm in front of you, the Mokom are coming to a shiur, men and women are coming together. Yeah, come to a shiur. I forgot to bring it up. Right, sounds like right. That's what it looks like. Yeah. Right, if you want. Right, that's true. That's true. That is true. Okay. The Svidei Eish also has a tshuva on that subject in same chelak beis in Simen Ches. He says he's talking about men and women sitting together at it's about camps and other such get-togethers. He says. Is it okay? That's the question. The Achshavani wrote to Levaris Habayo what the problems are. They're sitting together. They're not on the same bench, but they're singing together. You know, Enzius Y or some type of a get together like that. That's what he's talking about in this tshuva. And he quotes, from the. From the a lot of sources we mentioned, and he says the rak beis haknesses sheish takana kaduma lasos mechitzas gavos. Okay, it's only the beis haknesses build such things. Okay, avol baasifos shel reshus, but he says the optional get-togethers kagon b'shas haknosos kala lechupa o b'shas neumim udrosos. Lo hikpidu my olam lasos mechitzas. Rak medaktikim shalayeshu anosh v'nochem noshim yachad lo yus arvu ze im ze. The Sudeish here is saying that when it comes to shul, okay, but when it comes to other types of get together, sifus of shul, and even for hachnosas kal lechupa, right, a wedding ceremony, or bishas neumim udrashos, right, speeches and lectures and so on. Lo ikpidu me'olam lasas mechitas. So that's again a tshuva from the Sudeish, which I think is certainly relevant. There is one other gemara that's also important. Later Gemara in Kedushin the Gemara in Kedushin, it talks about Abaye, who used to set up the unusual phraseology, Abaye Dyer Gulfe, Rove Dyer Kana, Amar Avin Sakwa Deshata Rigla. This is during the time of Yom Tovim. Abaye used to set up some sort of Gulfe. Rashi says, Makom Kvutzos Anosh Venoshim, Ola Drosha, Ola Chupa. During a time when people got together for a drasha or for a wedding, he would put pottery, earthenware, in between. That if people bang into it, all right, they put the flowers in between. But they used to put pots, so, you know, you can't sneak in. So we'll knock it over, and it'll make a sound, so people won't do it. Then Rava used to set something else up. But this is talking about, although the chuppah question remains, but this is talking about during the time of Regel. That's a couple of Rashi's later. He says, the time when there was most problems here was the days of the time of Yontif. And in fact, that would also explain the original Gemara in Sukkah, that there was not just the Beis HaMikdash, but Yontif time, people are off there. Free time, sheyesh kvutzos anashim and nashim l'shmo drosha. People come for a nice purpose to hear a drosha. This is Rashi in Kedushin, Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. He says, v'nosim zeim zeh, they talk, one thing leads to another. Tosfos says the same thing. Yesh Omrim says Tosel Chach Nogu Lisanos Lachat Pesach Lachat Sukkis. That's one of the makoros for the famous Tainus Bahab, because they're in for right. That's the Sakhmet Shaz Rigla. That's this Gemara. That's this Gemara in Kedushin. Again, a special issue related to Yontif. The Rambam brings down in Perak Vav of Hilchos Yontif Halacha Chof Aleph that they actually during Chol HaMoed had. Tzvias police, basically, to keep the young men and the young women, everyone's off on Chol HaMoed, so the people were trying to avoid excessive inappropriate contact. Anyway, the other point that I wanted to mention was relates specifically to a wedding, because that's really where we want to get started. The point I wanted to get to, I guess. And that is, it's interesting, Ksav Sofer has a tshuva, and I didn't bring it with me, I forgot it, but in Seven Ezra, Chelek, Sun Mem Zion, he says about having the chuppah outside. You know, I was discussing with somebody earlier today, you know, even at weddings they have separate seating. First, I never understood, they have separate seating at the wedding, but during the smorg, it's a mutter to sit together. I never understood that. You know, Lemaisa, it depends where, right, but chassidim they're not, but many yeshivish weddings that I've been to anyway, but a smorg people are sitting together. I didn't find anywhere a distinction between the shmorg and other parts of the wedding, but that's an interesting point. But the Ksav Sofer says in those days they would very often have the chuppah outside in the courtyard of the shul. You see old pictures sometimes of chuppahs and so on, it's outdoors. The men and women are, they're not exactly, there's certainly no mechitza there, that's for sure. And so it's, they're hanging around, basically. Oh, they're still like that in Yerushalayim, and the old Meir Sharman, you see, they're hanging around, outside. Whoever's there is there. So the Ksav Sofer says, no, that's okay. It's not a moment of kalas rosh. Whatever. So he goes ahead to allow that. The Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, in the Simon Samach Beis, find it, I'll get to the real punchline. In Simon Samach Beis, in, just a second. Sivkotin Beis, the Taz. All right, maybe we'll come back to that point. But what we have, there is a kapeda that's brought up with regards to one of the brachas. We'll move to this. With regards to one of the brachas at the chuppah of the Sheva brachas when there is a mixed crowd. The Sefer Chassidim in the Ksav Yad Forma edition in Simon Samach, in two different versions of Sefer Chassidim, mentions the following. First, in general, he mentions that Al Ta'arik Bonim Ben Habanos Tanyachtiu, young men and young women shouldn't sit together, and those psukim, it says, Yelodim Yelodos Mesachim Bechavaser, Yelodim Levad Yelodos Levad, means that they're separate. This is one of Rishonim, right? And it says, Bachur Megam Besulos from Tehillim, we say it in the morning, Lo Am Bachur Im Besulos, but like Zekanim and Narim, that's okay. It says Zekanim Im Narim, but it doesn't say Bachur Im Besulos. It says Bachur Megam, so Gam Lerabos, and the Roshim are separate. That's the Sefer Chassidim here. But in the regular edition of the Sefer Chassidim, which I hope I brought, yeah, in the regular, the more standard, more often quoted edition of the Sefer Chassidim, Sinan Shin Tzad Gimel, writes, if the men and women are sitting together, lo yitochen levorech shasimcha b'mono. You can't say the phraseology that begins at the beginning of the benching at a Sheva Baruch is shasimcha b'mono. That you don't have. Why? Because she'ein, he quotes a pasuk and he says that simcha is that Kadosh Baruch Hu attends this simcha, so to speak. And the Sefer Chassidim says again, it's in Shin Sari Gimel. If the men and women are sitting together, so that's a pagam. There is no Right, that's why I think that's whoever's left at that time, usually not too many people left, but at the very end, you know, they call up, all the men should come to bring the chairs to the front, you know, to sit. That's the bokeh, that's Sefer Chassidim, which is brought by the Taz and others who quote this, you know, who quote this lahalacha. So, and I have other sources on this one, though it's gone from the Sefer Parties of Rashi. We're not going to read it now. The Yam Shel Shlomo in Ksubas Perak Aleph Siman Chof assumes la halacha that we pass him like this Sefer Chassidim. However, yeah, take a question, yeah.
So going back to Sefer Chassidim,
yeah.
He tried to explain the
Sefer
Chassidim that you just mentioned.
What does he do with all the Tzibah
ceremony?
I don't know. Okay, not necessarily. We don't know exactly what happened. Yeah, there are many different, none of it, that's why, but what they did exactly, I don't know. Let me just get this, I want to get to finish up. The Levush, okay, one of the important early Achronim in terms of Psak, writes in what's called Levush HaChor, it's in the back of the Orachaim section, Minhagim Lamed Vav. He quotes in the Sefer Chassidim, also, Kol Mokum Shanoshim Enoshim Roen Zezek, Kigon Besudas Nisuin, Ein Levarach Shasimcha V'mono, Lefisha Ein Simcha Lefna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishyesh Yehura Avera. Okay, that's the Sefer Chassidim. Says the Levush, Ve'ein Nizhorin Achshav Bezer. The days of Levush already, well, we don't follow the Sefer Chassidim. Okay, why? The Efser Mishum the Achsov Murgolos Hanoshim Harbe Bein Hanoshim Vein Kane Ruah Verakolkat. Because men and women in general have more interaction with one another, so we don't have the same type of Yehurim. It's not such a Chiddush that women are there. The Bach and Eben Ezer in Simon Samach Beis, the Dirash Yish Omer mentions that he doesn't understand the practice in Krakow apparently was that the men and women sat together and they said Shasim Mono. He says, doesn't understand it, but that was the practice. And the Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer over there in Simon Samach Beis, in Sivkotin Yud Aleph, he says, the Bach writes, Kosa Bach, Keshanoshim Enoshim Becheder Echad, Einom Shasimcha B'mono, Shin Beis, doesn't stand for Shev Baruch, it stands for Shasimcha B'mono, the Ein Simcha Shetzer Har Sholeh, because that's what the Bach seems to prefer, but he does nevertheless say that the practice in Krakow, was not like that, and perhaps people avoid following on this Levush. The Sefer Noah Kitzon Yosef, which has Minhagim of Frankfurt, says that it's a nice musr, or it's a nice chumrah, but again, the implication was I got worried about it too much, and even the Bnei Yisoschar, you know, from the Chassidish, the Bnei Yisoschar, the Sefer called Derech Pikudecha, which is on the mitzvahs, so he says in mitzvahs losa, say, Lamed Hey, having to do with Ashish and adultery, he says he doesn't understand why in general, you know, he talks there should really be very minimal contact in men and women, even talking, even any kind of conversation, but he says he doesn't understand why people are not so strict about this, but he says, don't worry, he said, because we rely on this Levush, that Aksavain is hard possessed, even the Bnei Yisoschar quotes it. There are many tshuvas from the, let's say, from the 1800s that have to do with making sure that mixed dancing, which is a different category altogether, but all of those tshuvas, as I see it, seem to assume that there were men and women sitting together. And even the discussion that we had here, and even from the Sefer Chassidim, Notice that the Sefer Hasidim didn't say you shouldn't sit together. He just said you don't say the bracha of Shasimcha Mono. Okay? So, again, maybe it's a chumrah, maybe it's proper, but in terms of an absolute isser, and again, the Levush says we don't even follow that anymore with regard to Shasimcha Mono. So I think there's certainly, yeah.
Yes. It's a saying, there's a reason you don't say something about it, because God is happy when you start thinking bad thoughts, okay, so,
I understand, but apparently, you're right, no, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying, but then you would have expected, I'm not a Sefer Hasidim, but the poskim afterwards should have said, and therefore we have to do everything we can to avoid it. But Lemaisa, even if you want to say that view, but the Levush already says, we're not knowing, but I'm saying the Levush doesn't even, he's not even worried about Shasim Amono. So the question is, are we today in the category of the Levush or not? So I just want to finish up Rav Moshe in the tshuva that I mentioned before. Rav Moshe in the tshuva that I mentioned before seemed to say that the Isser of men and women is by all things, but two tshuvas later he's quoted in Simon Mem Aleph, I guess from different times, just printed in two different it's two different tshuvas. They're near each other, but not necessarily in the same time. The first one that we read, Lamed Tes, was from the year Tavshin Vav, which was 1946, and this one is Tavshin Yud Beis, so 6 years later. So here he writes, "Uvakom kibbutz adibrei hashus ve'af bechasanas." Then we come to your story, Shemi. "Mesupkani im yesha isuzeh shebaopen sheleka chashas yichud v'yoseh nota sheleka liisuzeh." He thinks in this tshuva that the whole issue doesn't apply at weddings, and you don't need to have separate things. He brings a raya from the achil of the korban pesach, which was a mitzvah, and he brings riyas that the men and women ate together. Adarab, if the women were part of the minyan, they couldn't go. You're not allowed to have a separation in between the chabura. Otherwise, that breaks up the chabura. The korban pesach has to be eaten by each group together. So if you have right, so therefore he brings that as a raya. And in a very brief tshuva, in the one that was published posthumously in this volume, in Yoredeya Chelek Dalad, Simon Chav Dalad, Post Gimel, one paragraph, "V'kesher leitztarchus v'mechitza v'chasana," regarding needing v'chitza v'chasana, "yadua shizbarti v'sifri g'smoshi," refers to the other tshuvas that we mentioned, "shachiv l'mechitza yesh rak l'dover shefasuach l'rabin v'chasana nechshav k'davar prati." Okay, so this is considered a private, the guests are there as part of private guest, and therefore he thinks the requirement of the mechitza is not there. Rav Yosef, also in the tshuva, seems to say that it's preferable to have it, but you don't have to. And I just read online this week, someone emailed me, apparently a number of biographies were just, this is a coincidence, but a number of biographies were just written in Eretz Yisrael about the Rav Yosef that came out recently. So somebody wrote a review, so very interesting on many levels. So I read a review of this and mentioned there that just a couple of weeks ago, Rav Yosef, he apparently also gives a Motzei Shabbos Shir, not just me, he also gives a Motzei Shabbos Shir. So he mentioned that this Motzei Shabbos Shir, in this essay, it mentioned Rav Yosef announced that he preferred that there should be separate seating, but if it's any going to be any kind of a machlokas, any kind of a dispute, he says that it's not necessary al pi halacha. Hayotu v'ayin rabosai is, I think, there's certainly room to base the practice that people do have separate seating, you know, at chasnas, other get-togethers on solid sources, and certainly what Yitzchak said before is correct. You know, leave out a brocha, you know, leave out a phrase, shasimu mono, we're going to say that that's the chatkila. Very, very difficult to say that. On the other hand, the Levush and the Bach, certainly poskim on whom one can, one can hang one's hat, so to speak, if one is wearing a hat. And the idea is, again, even Rav Moshe Feinstein, and there are people who can relate to personal stories and so on, what should one do today? Today one could argue in both directions. One could argue that today tznius is such a bigger problem that we have to, we have to make more of a offense and insist on separate seating, because especially if you have a type of get together, many of the women won't be dressed properly, so that's an issue to consider. On the other hand, one can argue that since today also we commonly do have more to do with women in the business world and other areas, which is really what the Levush and others were saying in their time already, it's a kavachoma today. So then one can argue that perhaps it's not necessary. And I would say the person has to figure out what makes you more comfortable. You have to figure out what your guests are interested in, what kind of a crowd do you have, and decide accordingly. But I think in both ways, in both areas, the Sefer, this Tchumen, which is published by Tzomet in Eretz Yisrael. I just picked it up when I was in Eretz Yisrael a few weeks ago. The most recent journal has a psak also from Rav Gorin, Zechal Rachel, former Ashkenazi chief rabbi, and he says, Yesh Lismoch on the Levush, on the Bach, and so on. However, Kamuvan, Yesh Mokum Lechassidim Anshem Maisei, Gamay Allah Hachra Lassman, there's certainly room to be Machim as well, and Aval Mekilim, the Dover Yesh Gam Lehem Ampi Lismoch, Halahu Gaon Yisrael Baal Levushim, Ma'amodeh Hapsak Yisrael Bedoros HaKodnim. Anyway, everyone should do what makes most sense in your scenario. Agotavach. Thank you.